It's our Youth Expression Showcase currently, and we're really glad once again, once again to have one of these four musicians. We'll introduce you to all four of them. Three of them are here for the first time today. We'll introduce them by name and grade and location in a moment, but let me just tell you that they are in 9th through 11th grade, so you're hearing four students who are roughly, I would imagine, between the ages of about 14 and 16. Is that about right? Okay. And we'll get to know them throughout the next few moments or so. Please welcome with me the Penn Quartet. That was beautifully done, music from the Penn Quartet. And I'd like to, you know, meet some of you. And Hannah, let's start with you, not because you're furthest away, but because I know you're playing this evening too. I'll let you introduce yourself. Just step up a little, little closer. Perfect.
I'm Hannah Shizaki. I'm in 9th grade at Mount Lebanon. And we're playing tonight a Renaissance and Baroque concert at Synod Hall in Oakland at 8 p.m., but we're playing before at 7:15, and the concert is featuring the new Esterházy Quartet, which their website is www.rbsp.org, and their concert is all fugues, but we're playing in Austrian suite beforehand.
Oh, and that will be the four of you playing that this evening? That's great. And is that at Synod Hall?
Yeah.
Okay, that's in Oakland. A great hall in the Oakland neighborhood of Pittsburgh. And tell me about yourself. You go to
Mount Lebanon.
Yeah. And how long have you played?
I've played violin for 9 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And are you involved in larger ensembles?
Yeah, we're all in PISO, the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra.
And I know Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra. Most of you have had some involvement in the past, if not current. It looks like you, I think you're, with the exception of Kyle, you're all alums, and Kyle is still playing, I think, with PISO. Have you thought about what you might like to do after graduating high school?
Yes, but it's still iffy because I'm only in ninth grade. But I've thought about being a film score composer or an environmental engineer. I know it's kind of broad spectrum, but those are the two things.
Oh, you might be able to, could do both. I actually worked as an environmental engineer for a long time. What do you like about environmental engineering?
Just like the environmental issues in the world and just
like the ethics of it, or being able to do things.
Being able to fix it, do something about it.
Would you like to acknowledge anybody while you have a minute, or say hello to anybody?
Well, my violin teacher is Mr. Ja in the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, and I've only just started with him last year, but he's really improved my playing.
It has to be really exciting to study with somebody like that.
Yeah, it is.
Anybody else?
My parents for being supportive and telling me to practice all the time. Yeah.
That would be one of them there here in the studio.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very
thank
much.
You.
And why don't we meet one? Yeah, come on up. Why don't we meet you, and then we'll meet the other two in just a moment. I'll let you introduce yourself, please.
Hi, I'm Carrie Broker. I am a sophomore at Shadyside Academy.
And let's see, it says you are 15.
Yep.
I calculated the ages. Somebody wrote these all down for me. I didn't realize that. Tell me what you like to do and a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I've been playing the violin for 10 years. I'm just really involved in orchestra and PISO. And I'm also involved in the musical at my school, which is Into the Woods. So that's pretty exciting.
Now, that's a film.
Yeah,
too,
it just came out this Christmas,
And is that the Sondheim musical?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Because I don't follow films as much as I should. I kind of assumed it would be.
Right.
But is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge, teachers or family
members?
My
very new violin teacher, Dennis O'Boyle, who's a second violin in the Pittsburgh Symphony, and my old violin teacher, Marion Irwin, who has been my violin teacher for 10 years, pretty much. And she's really done a lot for me.
Oh, that's great. I'm sure it's got to be really bittersweet when you move from one instructor to
definitely.
Another instructor.
Yeah.
Plus challenging, I'm sure, to learn the requirements and the style of your new instructor.
Yeah, very different teaching styles.
Great. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
This is the Penn Quartet with us there. I would imagine you have concluded on your own. You must be able to know there would be two more members. We've talked to two, so there's two others. And I think we have two movements from a piece that we're about to hear. Before we do that, I'll turn to Jim sort of early. Can you tell us what you just played and what you're about to play?
Yeah, we just played the Alleluia from Exultate Jubilate by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And we're now about to play the Lark Quartet by Haydn. It's Opus 64, number 5, and we're playing the first and last movements from it.
Once again, thank you. Once again, here is the Penn Quartet. Thank you. Pen Quartet here at the Saturday Light Brigade. That was beautiful, and it was as if you're just listening to conversations among the instruments, and watching each play was terrific, too. Jim, let's talk to you next. Jim, you're at Kappa, and we were talking off the air. I keep thinking, wow, this must be your first or second year at Kappa, but it's you're in 10th.
Right.
So 10th. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's been five years at Kappa. Yeah. How's it? A lot of people don't know Creative and Performing Arts High School in Pittsburgh. It's, I imagine, been just in many ways, maybe not a life-changing experience, but impactful.
Sure, yes. We take a lot of music classes. I'm the instrumental program at Kappa, so I'm taking an orchestra as well as a string ensemble and jazz band and theory and all those things. So it's very enriching in whatever you choose to major in. So like there's theater and drawing and other types of art, and they're all very enriching programs, and it's a great school.
Yeah. Now I'm sure you work with Paul Thompson.
I do. Yeah.
Bassist, and well, he plays a number of instruments, flugelhorn lately.
Right.
But who else are some of the music teachers that you work with there?
Right. He's the jazz and bass teacher at Kappa. There's also Jim Guerra is another jazz teacher, and my orchestra teacher is Bernie Black, and there's two, Bernie Black and Dale Hertrick. They're both amazing teachers. Mr. Black is the principal cornet in the River City Brass Band, and Mr. Hertrick has played in numerous ensembles around Pittsburgh, so...
Oh, that's great. Is there anybody you would like to acknowledge at all? We mentioned those folks, but any private, other private teachers or?
Sure. My viola teacher, Mahilen, I've been studying with her for 2 years now, and she's helped me tremendously on all of my playing, so I'm very grateful for that.
Are you thinking about music as a career?
I might be. My dad is a classical DJ at WQED-FM, and he's sort of enriched me. I'm using the word enriched too much, but
no, that's
in the music world, and I've had a lot of experience.
It's rare that somebody says classical music, public radio, let's just say public radio, and
right.
A form of the word rich in the same sentence.
Okay.
With all due respect to your dad.
Right.
But I meant that more self, but I'm sorry, guys.
Sure. No, that's fine. I've had a lot of experiences with music, and I've seen what a career in it would look like, so I'm not sure totally what I want to do yet, but I've certainly got a great start if I wanted to go there.
Yeah, and I'm always curious, people. Tell me about your shirt, Grassroots. Brassroots. I thought it said Grassroots.
No.
But who's Brassroots?
They're a relatively new Pittsburgh-oriented group, and they play all brass instruments. Actually, one of my orchestra teachers, Lindsay Nova, might know more about that. But I know that they're an amazing group, and they are founded right here in Pittsburgh.
Excellent. Yeah, established 2014.
Right.
I see.
Yeah.
It's funny. I did not recognize that as a musical. It's good that they put the trumpet there,
right,
and
right.
I really did read it. The wrong way the first time
That's
around.
Okay.
I'm going to ask if you wouldn't mind to just sort of take that mic away and hand it to Kyle. Or Kyle, you can stand up and approach the microphone. I didn't realize that one's fine, the one right in front of you, just so we can get a chance to meet you. And then we have one more selection. This is Kyle Johnson, who's a student at Peters Township High School. And tell me more about yourself.
Hello. I'm a junior, and I've been playing the cello for 7 years, and I'm a member of, this is my first year in Pittsburgh Youth Symphony, but this is also my third year in the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra.
And are you playing at Peters as well, or is most of your work?
Well, Peters does have an orchestra, but most of my musical endeavors, I guess, are outside of Peters. Peters is not a very artistically oriented community.
Yeah.
It's more focused on like athletics and stuff like that. So
that's often the case with a lot of high schools these days, and with funding, which is kind of sad sometimes.
So I find my true home is here in the city with all its cultural opportunities.
Enriched. Enrichments. Cultural enrichments. That's the word of the day. And,
it's a good word.
Do you want to acknowledge anybody at all? Teachers or family members?
Yes, I'd like to acknowledge my teacher, Darlene Van Maastricht, who I've been taking lessons from practically since I started playing the cello. And she's helped me throughout the course of my cello playing years. I also take piano lessons from her husband. But I've decided to focus on cello performance because when I grow up, I'm looking at music performance as a career. So even though it's tough career, competitive, often low paying, I'm definitely considering because music is definitely my foremost passion.
Well, I think it's I'm not the one to give you singular advice, but I think it's good to follow your passion and get a great education that'll let you, you know, adapt too. So that would do that, to be sure. You've got a concert coming up on Tuesday, February 3rd here on the North Side.
Yes, that is the Tripo Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra benefit concert. It's going to help them raise money for their trip to New York City, which I will be going on. It'll be held at the Calvary United Methodist Church on the North Side. And in addition to my quartet and some other quartets associated with Tripo, there will be Pittsburgh Symphony musicians playing there, including a quartet that will play the piece we just played, the Lark Quartet by Haydn.
That's terrific, and that's a great opportunity. So this is February 3rd at the Calvary United Methodist Church here on the north side, not far from our studios, at 7 o'clock. And you can get complete information at Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra's website, trypo.org, trypo.org. Thanks, Kyle.
My pleasure.
Can you tell us the last selection you guys are going to play?
The last selection is the Radetzky March by Johann Strauss. It's it's usually the last piece played on the New Year's Eve concert in Vienna, and so it's a popular piece, very energetic,
and sprightly. Let me thank you. Very nicely done. Nicely played. Let me thank Hannah, Carrie, Jimmy, and Kyle for being with us today. And here, once again, I'll let you get back to ready position. Kyle back to his cello. And don't forget, you can hear them tonight at the Renaissance and Baroque concert. Once again, we have for you the Penn Quartet.
magnificent, the Penn Quartet. Thank you for being here today.